Ravaged by the debt crisis, Greek state workers have again taken to the streets as the IMF warns a world recession can't be ruled out next year. A 24-hour strike against the government's austerity measures saw thousands of protesters, including doctors and teachers and air traffic controllers, all marching through the streets, angry at the prospect of yet more layoffs.
Since the country implemented the austerity package, since the bailout, civil servants have lost part of their wages. This is an opportunity for the Greek people, whether in the public or the private sector, to fight this, to deny this logic that we must bow our heads all the time to save the country and show patriotism. We believe, as workers, that patriotism is to respond with actions.
That's a Greek protester speaking through a BBC translator. And reforms to Greek finances took on a new urgency this week after the government announced it would miss its 2011 deficit target. Yannis Varoufakis is a professor of economics at the University of Athens. He joins us now from Athens. Yanni, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you very much for having me.
What is the message from the strikers today?
That depression is giving rise to anger. The Greek population has been extremely depressed over the summer, in spite of the nice sunshine that we have over here. And over the last few weeks, this depression almost acquired a psychiatric magnitude. But today it gave rise to a wave of anger. But this is how it goes these days. Depression and anger oscillate. The reality is that this Greek social economy is in a comatose state, and there is a barrage of new tax hikes which come hand in hand with substantial reductions in income. No other country in world history, except perhaps for Argentina for a very short period of time, has experienced this massive collapse.
Does the emotion and anger of which you speak coalesce around a policy alternative? Are they pushing something in terms of a policy outcome that the government isn't supporting?
Like most spontaneous protests, the protesters agree on what they don't like, but I don't think they have an alternative policy to which they all converge. But this is how crises are. This is how pivotal moments in history are typified. Large masses of people get together with a very good view of that which they disdain, but without a very specific program for changing the world in which they live.
Is this a pivotal moment for Greece?
I think it's a pivotal moment for Europe, and I hope that I will be proven wrong by the course of events, that it may turn out to be a pivotal moment for the global economy. We're experiencing all the signs and symptoms of a systemic, I don't want to frighten your listeners early in the morning, but something that resembles an uncontrolled disintegration.
You've described the Greek economy as comatose, and doctors will tell you it's very difficult to stimulate someone in a coma.
Indeed, the Greek economy doesn't have much of a hope of getting out of this coma for a good number of years. But as a European, not just as a Greek, I'm particularly concerned that this experimental treatment that was tried on Greece is now infecting the core of Europe. And when the core of Europe experiences its own disintegration and collapse, then the winds of recession are going to blow, and they will blow beyond the Atlantic and perhaps even beyond the Pacific.
Why has Greece not been able to reduce its deficit by the 7.5%, which was the benchmark to receive the latest round of bailout money?
Well, it's a textbook case of the impossibility of substantially reducing a deficit during a recession through cuts and through austerity. Because what typically happens during an austerity, during a recessionary spiral, is that the private sector is reducing its expenditure. People have money, less money to spend, and the ones who do have money, they try to, you know, to save as much as possible for the rainy day which is coming. At the same time, businesses stop investing. So overall, private expenditure shrinks, And when the state comes along and imposes austerity upon itself and then public spending shrinks, then the sum of private and public spending shrinks. And what is the sum? It's national income. So national income shrinks. And of course then the tax take of the government shrinks. And so it's like a cat chasing its own tail. We've known this since 1929. It seems that we are determined, or at least the powers that be are determined, not to learn these lessons.
But the opposite view, that the government would stimulate the economy with extra spending, that would mean bigger deficits and more debt for Greece. Isn't that good money after bad?
Well, the Greek government cannot possibly stimulate the Greek economy. It doesn't have this kind of control. It doesn't print its own currency. It is caught between a rock and a hard place. So the question is, it's like having a major crisis in Australia and talking about what Tasmania can do. The answer is absolutely nothing. So the question is whether the European Union, whether the Eurozone, as a common currency area, is going to come to grips with the forces of recession, which are now extremely powerful in not just in Greece, but in Ireland, in Portugal, in Spain, in Italy. Now they're infecting the French banking sector. Soon there will be no part, no nook and cranny in the Eurozone that will be untouched by this crisis. It is this crisis that started in the banking sector. It then mutated and migrated to the Greek and the Portuguese and the Irish deficits and debts. Then it went back to the banking sector. It is a typical case of a system which is under a lot of pressure, and it is unraveling as we speak.
Yanni, thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Yannis Varoufakis is Professor of Economics at the University of Athens, on the line there from the Greek capital. We hope to speak to him again.